I'm Kate. It's a pleasure to have Margaret Smart with the local community food center on the phone. How are you, Margaret?
I'm great. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm fabulous. And I'm so excited to talk to you all about the local and what is going on. Last week was National Volunteer Week, but of course we should be celebrating our volunteers 24/7 all the time. And last week you celebrated the volunteers at the local with the annual volunteer dinner. So let's just check up. How was that?
Oh, it was such a great event. We had about 45 of our volunteers here for supper.
Wow.
And it was so good to celebrate them. Volunteers are the hands and the heart of the local, and we really could not do what we do here without them. They are fabulous, and we have about 140 volunteers all together.
Oh my
gosh.
So
we made sure that if they couldn't make it for dinner, they all got fabulous little plants that we sent home to say thank you because they are superb. So we sent them home with herbs. That was hard to say, but we wanted to make sure that everyone here knew how much we appreciate the hard work they do.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time. And we do want to touch on a few of the volunteer opportunities at the local community food center because there are obviously so many. So what's coming up for volunteers?
So yeah. A big one that's coming up this summer, starting probably around June and lasting till October. So if someone's looking for an opportunity to do a short-term stint, that would be really great help for us. From June to October, we're looking for about 5 people who would be able to help us with washing and bunching and bagging up all of the amazing produce that we will be harvesting from our community garden that we have. So we have a group of farmers that are out there every day growing fresh vegetables and fruit right here in Stratford. And we're looking for folks who can come and help us to bag that up and make it available through our market and also through the Sunday market that happens behind Town Hall. We will be having produce in those two places, and we're looking for some volunteers that can help us get the food ready for those.
Oh, that's so exciting. I mean, the Stratford Sunday Market, we often go there during the summer in our community cruiser, and it is so fabulous. So what a great spot to be in all summer long.
Yeah, we'll see you there this summer.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. That's Sundays all summer from May to October, 10 to 2 in Market Square. So much fun. A little shout out to them. Also, what else is going on for volunteer opportunities at the local?
Well, the other thing that we're looking forward to is to begin hosting tax clinics here.
Ooh.
At the local. So most folks are going to be wrapping up their taxes in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But there is taxes last all year, apparently.
Yes.
And there are people who sometimes have back taxes that they need to be claiming or tax forms they need to be completing. And so we're going to be looking for volunteers who would like to help out people who need a little bit of assistance doing online filing. And we're going to be hosting tax clinics here at the local in the coming year. So we're looking for people who aren't intimidated or scared of taxes and online forms that could come alongside others and help them with that.
Oh, that's amazing. And I mean, that's such a great resource, again, at the local. Oh my gosh, you guys do so much cool stuff in Stratford. It's so great. So speaking of cool stuff, you have some exciting upcoming events.
We do. We have our upcoming events. One is going to be this coming Saturday, actually, April the 27th at 2 o'clock. We are really excited to have the Inner Chamber String Quartet doing a free concert here at the local this coming Saturday, April 27th at 2 o'clock.
Wow, that's so special that they do that. That's awesome.
It is. It's a great way to bring community together, and we're all about feeding people, and sometimes we feed people with food, and I believe that music feeds the soul, and so it's great to have the community come together and enjoy that.
100%. And you're feeding the souls this Saturday at the local with the Inner Chamber String Quartet. You know, speaking of feeding people, you guys do a weekly meal, weekly markets, and how can we get involved with that?
So every Monday from 4 till 6, And every Friday from 11 till 1, we have our community access market, where we have fresh local fruit, vegetable, meat, and pantry items at wholesale prices here at the local. And that's available to our community to come and to shop at our market and to have access to some of the best possible food at the best possible prices.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It is. And while that market is happening on Mondays, we have a dinner from 5 till 6. And on Fridays, we have a lunch from 11 till 1. And that meal, again, is amazing food that's prepared by our chef and volunteers. And it's by donation of whatever people can donate is great. Or if they just need a good free lunch, come and have lunch on Fridays or dinner on Mondays. And then do your grocery shopping at our market.
Like, what an incredible way to feed our community and get people together.
That's what we're all about here.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, markets, meals, all these amazing events that you do at the local community food center. Do you have an events calendar that people can access? Where can people find all of this awesome stuff that the local does?
The very best way to keep up to date with all the things that we're doing is by following us on social media. So Facebook and Instagram, if people are connected in those ways, we try to promote what's happening here each week and try to post a monthly calendar as much as we can so that people will know when and how to access amazing food and good community.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Margaret Smart, with the local community food center on Erie Street here in Stratford. What an amazing place in our community, and more people should check it out.
Thank you so much.